This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, Scotiabank, and Tropical Gyros.
Hey, you got it locked and loaded to Talking Heads. The Wednesday, April 5th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 5 p.m. And like I say, it is a Wednesday, so you know it's open lines. We're going to open them up for you. You know how we do it. You know how to get it in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. It is open line Wednesday. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. All right? Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. BTC channel 612. That's the flow channel. Cable Bahamas 969. You know how to get it in. You know how to get it on. Now, y'all texting me in. Calm yourself down. I get to the trivia when I get to the trivia. Calm yourself. Know your role. Slow your roll. Yeah, I got my hot cross buns. I saw it. Thank you very much. All right. So, let's get your trivia out of the way. And then we're going to chop it up. We'll get into the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Then we'll slide into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. But before we get to that, like I say, we will check out your trivia, your mind-bending brain teaser, plan for Joker's Wild Party Passes, Dunkin' Donuts coupons, KFC coupons, all right? Fully loaded. Get part of that, KFC $5 genius menu. And I got you Dunkin' hookup, coffee and donuts on me. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Caller, I see you. I'll get to you in 1 second. Sparky, if that's you, I can get you sorted, man. My God. All right, here we go. Here's what we're working with today. I some of y'all was Googling long and wrong yesterday, boy. I tell you. See if y'all get it right today. All right. It's a good one. All right. Okay. This is good. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women between the ages of 21 and 50. Survey revealed that 48% said that they wish they didn't have to go through this while shopping, like in the food store. What is it that 48% of Bahamian women don't want to go through when they go shopping at the food store? What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. While you work on that, let me check the phone lines. I'm going to jump into the headliners. Who or what's making headlines in the 242? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, nobody. How you doing, my brother?
Hey, what's going on, Double J?
I'm all is good, man. It's been a bit last week, but Mel Thompson Jr., Mike here. Everybody asked me for you on Softball Park, man. Mal, not here.
Mal was in Orlando playing baseball, man. Perfect game with I Elite Sports Academy. So, you know, I had to go make sure he was solid. We got to go support him doing his thing. And those youngsters, because they're doing a great job with that program. And those kids played awesome. All of them. Great job.
Like I said, but they ain't playing the softball till after the rooster. But the day they're still coming on. Who have been charged that day, though? The BTC? Who have been charged me to the fire person?
Now, JJ, I made a couple of inquiries, and apparently that's going to be addressed, and that should be back up in short order. So I'm hearing, and that's as of late last week. But as you tell me today, it's still nothing been done, correct?
Nothing. Now, one more thing before I go. I ain't trying to win no prize, but I being by a certain government ministry that they check out to inquire on some things.
Uh-huh.
A lady come on the phone and no ice group of 0 to 10 past. Man, and when I reached there, man, the young lady named Miss Vanessa Miller from NIB, all the beautiful, sexy girls in there, man, they may be. I have my mother's buddy, they calm me right down. And right now, the more I got to try to, not to treat, but I apologize to them because they treat me like a real behemoth. You know, some civil servants got some breakfast naughty, but some of them, they need to get out of the service, man. You know what I mean? And I went there and they made me so happy and made me proud to be behemoth, man. The NIB and Water and Sewage Corporation, I just wish the rest of the people give it to that man. You know what I mean, Audie? But anyhow, thanks for my call.
And you know what I like, JJ? You know what I like? Use rat them up when you need to rat them up. You also give credit where credit is due. So I appreciate your fairness and your objectivity, man.
Okay, thank you, my brother.
All right, I can try to get that park situation rectified for you, man. I might have to rattle some cages.
We'll work it out. The sewers are in the whole way. They need to fix that, man. That's the best park in the Bahamas.
All right. But we get on that, man, JJ. I appreciate you. All right, be safe. All right, let's get to the headliners. Who are what's making headlines? I'm scanning some of these texts right now, and it's not that they don't want to play the bill. Lifting bags, pushing trolley, touching raw meat, no. Sanitizing hands, no. Not sanitizing, no, none of that. Naughty with Bahamas Ferry, they say they got freight 8 to 4. Get there 1:30 to be told they can't take my box. I'm sick of poor service. I hope you call that corporate office too and let them know. Dealing with children, no. Waiting. Women hate shopping with men. Do you ever know some men may hate shopping with women? Do you ever think of that? And some men might think that is torture. All right, well, I got to address some of these on the break. You're already firing off on these questions. All right, let's check out the headliners. Who else making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com, or pop on in, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday to take good care of you, all right? And looking at the Nassau Guardian News and Business Madison's 1844, blazing up the pages, big headline today, take a stand to protect livelihood Atlanta's chief urges workers to voice concerns on RCI project. Joined by Candia Daines, executive editor, and president and managing director of Atlanta's Audrey Oswell, yesterday urged resort employees to take a stand in relation to Royal Caribbean International's RCI's proposal for a $100 million beach club at the western end of Paradise Island. Obviously familiar to this show. That's Toby's vibe. But I'm glad to see the unity coming together over there on Paradise Island, because if Atlantis and all the other resorts on that strip and on that island had to go through all the surveys and impact, environmental impact surveys and so on, they had to go through, then RCI must go through that as well. It can't be just break ground and build. If they're coming in, they're the new neighbor on the block, they need to at least meet the neighbors and the homeowners association, so to speak, so they could find out what's going on. We all got to be able to get along in this thing. Your product needs to do well. My product needs to do well. We all need to do well. The Bahamas needs to do well. Bahamians who are vested in it need to do well. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Aaron Cole, Papa here.
What's going on, Papa?
Man, thank God for life.
Long time, man. All is well with you and yours?
Yeah, man. Thank God to be able to call into the show. You know, it's been like months now. Y'all, it was a little problem that the phone line wasn't letting nobody who have any phone number different from BTC now. Now they letting everybody come.
Well, you know, you got to make sure I want to hear from everybody, man. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Know you get, I know you miss her and so you can voice them and stuff like that. But I just called you to tell you, you're still doing a good job. You're still doing a good job. That the same thing you read in the paper just now, I was going to call you to ask you, what you think the lady made? If you could have get her on an interview, maybe get her to call in next week sometime to break it down.
Paul, but that is already in the works. I already reached out, so I'm just waiting to confirm which day somebody from Atlantis will be able to join me on the show.
I would like to chop it up from her, boy. I think she's strong with what she's saying. I really want to know, what is she saying that she wants the staff to do? I hear she say that's their livelihood. I really want to know, like, how it's going to affect them.
Basically, get vocal. Reach out to your parliamentarians and your MPs and say, hey, I work at the Atlantis. I have a vested interest there. I've been there 15 years. I've been there 20 years. I've been there 25.
The government already made up their mind, or they ain't final yet.
Well, obviously, a deal going to go down, Papa. We all know that, all right? But my whole situation is get it done correctly. Like I was saying before, that everybody who's vested in this tourism product,
people like Toby,
Toby, like Atlantis, yeah. like Peter Mori with the marinas and the hurricane hole situation over there with Margaritaville, and you have other, you got Club Landor over there, you got the Rio,
the environment, they okay with it,
correct? And like all of those properties had to go through some sort of environmental impact survey, especially the Atlantis.
Well, I don't think RCI.
Well, they need to go. No.
Different treatment.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Yeah. You can't just break ground. You need to go through that. And we Bahamians need to know what's really going on, because at the end of the day, that's our Paradise Island.
For real. So I salute what she's saying. I just want to hear more. I wish she could, like, not dumbing it down, but break it down more. So even us who don't work to Atlantis could understand what it really
is. I think what she's trying to do is rally the troops, to be vocal
the
about it.
Rally, brother, because from Toby Smith, we don't like that. We don't like that.
And Toby was on the show recently, and he expressed his same concerns. And
he's welcome. We appreciate him, man. He's one of us. Toby, say just what he is. And Toby ready for Bahamians to invest, and we'll be a part of the company when Toby get this fully set up, if the government only would do what they supposed to do. I want to try the quiz. I could be wrong, and it doesn't matter, but I believe majority of them, the women, they don't like when they don't have enough money to buy what they have to when they reach the cash register. I think that's one of the things, but it mightn't be the answer for you today.
No, that might not dine the right one today, Paul, but it's a little different one.
But you keep up the good work there, Naughty. I love what you're doing, Naughty.
And back at you. I'm glad to hear from you, brother. Don't be no stranger no more. Don't let it be no couple of months, man. When you call, let them know it's the Paul.
I be Jonesing the call in, but
man,
man,
you know you ain't got a Jones. It's all good, man. Holler at your boy. You know it's all good.
Yeah, thank God for that. Big up.
All right, bro.
My brother.
You too, my brother. Be safe. All the best to you and your fam. Always good to hear from Papa, man. Papa is a long-time contributor. And Papa, Papa bring it real. I appreciate that. Let's check out some other headlines. Chinese offer to upgrade a rundown national stadium. Well, Mr. Producer, who built a rundown national stadium? I just trying to remember. Who did build that one? Somebody call me and remind me who built the last stadium, please, or who donated that and had it built. Because I remember I was seeing some Chinese nationals in Farringdon Road on trackers, wondering what the hell you're doing in Farringdon Road on trackers. How you know about that? And I know you on a tracker, you ain't one of my Bahamian Chinese, like the Shays them, you know what I mean? And the Chiatals, yeah, man. And the Wongs, got to pick up the Wong Massive. We know who they are. They're spot us. So, yeah, remind me, refresh me. The least y'all can do is rebuild your things, eh? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Hey, turn the volume down for me in the background, man. Who we got today?
Buddy.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? It's hey, Dave. Listen to
everything
Dave.
Cool with you?
I'm good, Dave. Walk that tightrope, Dave.
No, I can be myself, but not on the reel, right?
Well, Dave, I was trying, but you know, the producer got mandates. It wasn't me, my brother. It wasn't me. And you should have left Dave on long enough for me to ask why the war room is be busy and how the phone lines when they run out when they go up with something they don't like. Anywho, we got another call there, Mr. Producer. All right, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Well, listen, Naughty.
Hey, hold on one second, Graf. Hey, hold on one second, Graf.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Mr. Producer, let the boss know, man. I was only waiting for you to drop it. Hey, I could entertain it. I mean, come on, man. That wasn't me, Dave. Wasn't me. What's happening, Graham?
Naughty. I hope I don't get on the sweet list.
No, man.
You know who all on there, and I ain't call their name. Quick question for you. And maybe we call it a trivia for today. Someone could call in. I don't care if you're yellow, red, or that other party. In what year and month did the 6,000 people that came to build the Bahamas leave the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? Because I heard the plane at 3 in the morning, roar, waking me up.
But how many was on it?
6,000 people came on multiple flights. In what year and month did they go?
All right.
Write it down, because I bet you nobody will call you.
I want somebody to call and remind me who built the rundown stadium, the rundown National Stadium.
Yeah, but the thing is, right, you didn't, when you were dating your significant other, you did not take flowers and chocolates for free. I said stadium, not free. What do you want in exchange? What did they get? That's another trivia. What did we give away for the stadium? But I want to know, first trivia for today, we get to that tomorrow. In what year and month did the 6,000 people leave that built the Harm Hotel out west?
That's another good one.
Or are they still here? They still here?
Sound like you got the answer to that trivia, man. If you're going to put a trivia out, you must have the answer. Hey, Grant?
I always get answers before I ask questions.
Well, what's your answer then?
No. You call the minister under yellow and red of immigration and have him call the show or any of his representatives. And I don't care which party color, because I am a party. I about the problem. 6,000.
All right. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey.
It's the GNN.
Ghetto News Network. Let's get on.
The Ghetto News Network. Listen. Only the Chinese could build a hospital in 3 days, a full-fledged hospital in 3 days.
So, you still ain't telling me to help me, man? Remind me that that quote-unquote run-down national stadium? That's why I try to remember.
That's only the Chinese could do it. They should have built it right in the first place.
Aye.
And we know they was trying to keep coming, but see, that's the move they will make on our politicians.
Right.
Every year or two, they got to come, pick up, and they drop one or two off.
We can make it look good, man. Hey, you know,
exactly.
We need a new stadium. We fix up stadium, yeah.
But, Naughty, I got two concerns, man, serious concerns. One, I'm a dialysis patient, right?
Okay.
And I ain't going to tell you no lie. They in the apartment, people's lives depend on a machine, Mr. Minister. Those machines, so old, some of the machines over 20 years old. I don't know where the new set gone, what was donated the other day. They the 8 machines, 6 gone missing. Those nurses fighting with those machines. blood was all on the ground today on my machine popping open and stuff like that.
No, man.
People's lives depend on them things, Naughty. And the Ministry of Health, them ain't doing nothing but that dialysis unit. The born-on date on some of those machines, or the expiration date, done gone about 20 times. I have real problem with that. People's lives, I watch some of my friends die on those machines because those machines ain't functioning, Naughty, properly.
I am here shocked to hear you say
that
your machine was not cleaned and properly disinfected for reusage within the standards of obviously, you know, the dialysis unit.
No, but Naughty, since we're talking about the Chinese, right? Anytime your car tires or your car reaches certain mileage or your tires, you got to change them. Those machines in there, they some of them almost 30 years old, man.
My God.
They got one machine in there, Naughty. You think the ambulance is fake, right? Every 2 seconds, you put somebody in there. Beep, 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 beep. And they start running. I tell them they can lose me.
My God.
The other thing that concerns me, the American embassy say they could be finished in roughly another 12 months, right? They take 3 years to build that embassy up and down, 10 stories down, 10 stories up, and God knows whatever else, right? Do you realize that accident and emergency, Naughty, started before the American embassy was built? An accident and emergency ain't finished yet, and they've been through 5 different contractors?
Accident and emergency is an accident and emergency waiting to happen.
But Naughty, something got to be wrong with that.
Man, listen.
Going through 5 contractors and after a little accident emergency, and the American embassy done finished.
I noticed that. But look who was building it. And look who was building the embassy.
So what you trying to say, Naughty?
I just saying. You heard the gentleman from the embassy today, and I don't want to say his name incorrectly, but I know it sounds like Zuckerberg, but I don't want to say like affiliate him with Facebook, but you know.
Yeah.
And I apologize for not catching his name totally, but he was in a capacity to speak, and he said they had the right personnel on the ground, ready to...
They got to stop thieving behemoth and people's money, Naughty.
Who?
Naughty, they got to stop, man, Naughty, man. They got one security company there. Them niggas working triple shift. They even didn't get enough security to cover the hospital. Anyway, go on.
But with no public procurement act, how can we find out, my brother? The plot thickens and all that. You be safe, man, all right? And continue to do well. All right, bro. Bless up. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, Naughty, I hate the callback. You know, talk about Ace, my boy. You know, he's a wild. He has socks and slash Genesis. Let me tell you something, Naughty. See, I'm in the construction business, my brother. I work with the Americans, the Canadians. They much be at the best in the world. Naughty, our problem is the bunch of weak civil servants. When they design that road, but we spend all that money on the Ben Parker going $100 million over run. They ain't even designed the road so people can park on the side. I mean, if you get a flat tire. We spend all about blowing horns on. See, if my car is short, I never make it, I know. But see, our people don't know the right. See, this country needs to be fixed, Naughty.
And I work with
Chinese, Filipinos, everybody in this country. They can't be this way, Ken. People come to England and this. The Hindi people, I thought I mentioned this, you know. I can do block, brown and finish. Drywall, poor floor, everything. Put up studs, shingle roof, put up door frames. Maybe people will be good. You see, and all the guys and all the people who work for the ministry, they're the lousy people, man. They know they right. Say something. Say something. The Chinese had them steal in and grab them for 2 years. They get corroded. After a while, steal the swell up. That stadium will be built with cable, man. Like that hole that's built. Cable, concrete is a span. But see, when you get a lot of weak people, you know, see how people, our civil servants know they get paid and they get cut. But they start cutting people and start firing some of them, then they can start doing the work, you know. Hey, Naughty, but I don't want to fire nobody. But, you know, the civil servants, 20,000 need to go home, you know.
It might be a bloated situation there. Some of them may need to be retired. It's a cold, hard fact, but that may be the case in order for the nation to become better. All right, let me check some of these texts. Naughty, RCI done pay to build the break ground and build. Tell Toby sorry. Yeah, but the government's environmental agency has nothing from RCI to date. So, whoa. Naughty, I agree. Atlanta staff should say something that jobs may be threatened in the long term. Naughty, the Chinese know they donated a shanty stadium. Now they want something else to repair that piece of garbage. Surprised it ain't collapsed by now. Naughty, the petroleum dealers in a desperate situation. We will feel the prices at the pumps. You asking me or you telling me? Because I know you can feel it. We can get slap city at the pumps. Naughty, you say that's RPI, but there's no access to RPI Beach. Agreed. We got to talk to them about that too. All right, let's take one more call, and then we get to the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Man, you don't have to be me.
Yeah, but make it quick before you go to the break, Bucking Mouth Sparky. What's going on?
Yeah, but you know, I wonder sometimes when these things pop up on us all the time. Over and repeatedly, these things pop up. And you think the stadium will soon be like the post office when the cement starts dropping down around people walking in to go get their post and thing? You ever see the size of the high that is? You've got to be out on the line trying to get in, pay your car license and everything, and all of a sudden one piece of cement drop in your head. You know how dangerous them foolishness is?
You see some of those things poking out these sparkles.
You know how long ago I've been telling people the place was starting to crack up? This ain't just happened, you know.
No.
That place been starting to crack up years ago.
That started the crack when they put it up the first time.
From that time that I saw you and we met down there to watch that football game.
Correctamundo.
I remember telling you, Naughty, this place started to crack already. That was years ago. I don't understand why we just talking about it now. But we don't maintain nothing. All the buildings we build in here, especially if we build in government building or anything what government could be with, they always build to break down for another couple of years so somebody else could get another contract. You think? Let me tell you something. You see that American, ambassador stadium they building there on base East Street North? I bet you that'll be out there till George Washington come back to D.C. I bet you that ain't gonna break down in 5 years. That building around that embassy down there on Shirley Street will crumble and everything before that break down. Cause them people can build that there forever. They building the biggest double embassy in the Bahamas. For what reason? Right in the middle of Bay Street? Right next to our courthouse? Right next to our House of Assembly? You all realize how strategically they're building that thing? The House of Assembly, the new House of Assembly, when they plan about, supposed to be right next door, right?
Right.
The Supreme Court right across the road. Right, you can walk from the embassy to the Supreme Court. Now, they bring it closer. It's right next door to the government house. Why do you think they putting their embassy right in the middle of downtown Bay Street?
So they could keep an eye on everything, including that big Chinese embassy right up there on East Bay Street, on Shirley.
Chinese right up there by Montague. Chinese like
that's what I meant.
Chinese like Kong. They're going over the fist. They like this.
Go on to the break, Sparky. You running right out now.
Okay.
Have a good one, Bucket. Jesus Christ, Sparky. Yes, Sparky. Oh, Lord. Wednesday, April 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. And yes, we have a winner. The answer was getting hit on by the opposite sex in the food store while they shop. You know, dudes be hitting on them. They don't be for that. That's what 48% said. And we got a winner. All right, we'll pick it up on the flip side of the break. All right, there's a wrap on your headliners. Brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads and The Buzz. Brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. On the flip side of the break, we'll pick up the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And we'll continue to open lines on my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. All right, as the Wednesday, April 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there were no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Every Thursday until April 6th between 5 and 6 p.m. is Come Gold With Us Thursdays. Take a photo or video wearing your Charifta merchandise and cheer on our Charifta athletes. Follow us and like our Facebook page, 50th Charifta 2023. Then keep a lookout for our team and get a chance to win a golden ticket and many, many more giveaways for the 50th Charifta Games. For more details, email info@charifta50.com or call 808-GOLD.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
'Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? This is a spicy come lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Wednesday, April 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Time to get up into your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And of course, you know, it's all about original, man. It's all about the battle of the flavors, original or spicy. And I'll be honest with you, there's a battle between two giants, and nobody's really a loser. Whichever one you like, you actually win. But when it comes down to the ingredients and everything, you know, the original, it's the traditional. The original is the foundation. Everything else is spawned off the original. So go to www.vote.kfcnassau.com. and rock the vote for the original. And my boy Dasquay representing Spicy will be on the show tomorrow. We got some great giveaways to give away for you. But you know, you got to make sure I rock original. I ain't trying to give no spicy double. No. It's all about original. That's what I'm talking about. Vote.kfcnassau.com. Rock that vote for original. All right? We get up into the global warming. We're seeing up the planet in 60 seconds. The last caller, I see you. Coming to you right now. But I do have to jump in, like I say, to the global warming, we see another planet in 60 seconds, and that's all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. All right, Finland became an official member of NATO yesterday. Jim Nance called his 32nd and final March Madness Championship game the other night. Nice that it was in his hometown of Houston. While he's done with basketball, he'll be calling the Masters starting tomorrow. He'll also remain under contract with CBS and will continue to be the lead play-by-play announcer for the NFL coverage alongside Tony Romo, in addition to his golf duties. Eurythmics member Dave Stewart's daughter, Kaya, has quit American Idol. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis quietly signed a bill Monday that eliminates licensing requirements for Florida residents to carry a concealed firearm in most public places. Raquel Welch died of cardiac arrest and had Alzheimer's disease leading up to her death, this according to the autopsy. A survey finds Netflix is the stream service that subscribers can't live without. It's also the most canceled. Hugh Jackman has posted a new video warning fans about the dangers of skin cancer and urging them to wear sunscreen. Disney is working on a live-action version of Mona, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be a part of the cast. Justin Long and Kate Bosworth are engaged, but it came after the two of them had spoken to a therapist together. And that's a wrap right there on your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Let me slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And listen, don't forget, get the blue donuts all month long and a support Autism Awareness Month with Dunkin' Donuts. Rock the blue donuts, all right? Support Autism Awareness at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brenner Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and, of course, out of the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Let's get to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? We got him or we lost him? All right. There they go. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, what's going on, Naughty?
Hey, what's happening, 52? What's good?
Apparently, boy, I don't know. You got to tell me. But the thing is, Naughty, I'm afraid that, you know, I was moved by the texter who texted about the beaches, right? And so now they juxtapose that about what's really happening to Bahamian people who are being pushed on the fringes and excommunicated in their own society, right? So the beaches are being taken away. So this is indicative of what is going on with the Bahamians. All of our rights are being taken away, and our God-given rights in the country. Like, I swear, Naughty, they're taking... Listen to me, man.
I listen to you.
We see the civil liberties, and so I am so vexed with the situation with the beaches, right? Because I just looked at it, right? And I look at the little inconspicuous ways in which they did it incrementally, slowly just taking the beaches away from the people there. I'm so glad you brought this up, because there's a gentleman who has a food truck, just on the north side of Sapodilla when you make that curve.
Correct. Right?
And so somebody gave him some legal documents. So that's supposed to be an easement. And he was given documents that somebody owns that land, some particular company, some big name people. But that's an easement, and that's a coastal region. That's only rock and sea. And so I saw some literature in there about seawater mark, but I was wondering how
52, you mean to tell me for all them years he was on the right-hand side of the road on the water side?
So he's on the left if you're heading east.
No,
so
but now he's about, I seen it. Is that the one that's over on the left by the caves?
Because the road is meandering.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, this is an easement. But yesterday he was given documents and a Supreme Court thing to say he must appear and this land is owned by people. But this is only like a narrow strip of land. It's the road to the left, and then it's the road to the east and to the southeast. So that's how the road meanders. But what I'm saying is, I didn't know the government could sell the land. That's no land. That's just a basic little strip of piece of land. How could they? I have it in my phone. I'll go and read it. But. This is just one of the things why freedom of the information is needed. I want to know, how could they sell this land? What, this is nothing to sell. The people own, they own the whole strip. They own the whole beach and the rock and everything and all of that. No, this is what I read, but, you know, I'll reread it.
Right.
I need to be a lawyer to understand what they're saying, because I see the panoramic geographical photograph, aerial view then. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But government departments is a substrate for corruption. We need the Freedom of the Information Act. The Freedom of the Information Act for a tinker like me is not when the administration changed respectively five years, and then we have access to say they did this when they was in power. We don't need that. We need Freedom of the Information Act now. What I see, I saw a picture with somebody, you know, who's been in your station. They have a picture with the immigration officer and Mr. Bell and a young lady in the background. It's circulating on WhatsApp. I was minding my business. And the person looks so ecstatic, right? Mr. Luby George, right? I'm trying to finally be talking with God, man. This nigga looks so happy. Like, this is a conflict of interest. Why would a picture of this be circulating? You know, the thing is, right, we're not going to get anywhere with this immigration issue, you know. I'm telling you, the Bahamian people are being kidnapped by politicians, okay? And predecessors and the present government. These people are doing us a grave injustice. And once the people don't come together, nothing is going to happen. They are laughing at us right now, all the way to the bank. These
Correct.
People, listen, Naughty, this is obvious, you know. This meandering, this legal obfuscation, and this is obvious. That's Freedom of Information Act mean now. I'm supposed to be able to go access immigration and see how much work permits, how much this and that. This is what Freedom of Information Act with anyone with a brains. But Naughty, you know something? Listen to me. All these conversations are futile, you know, Naughty. I'm telling you, we're being sold. These people, them doing us a grave injustice, man. I was wondering what was going on in the Shanty Town with Mr. Bean the other day. Somebody rushed there, one big-time officer rushed there and stopped them from doing what they had to do, and then this and that. So but what I'm saying is, the other day, it was a student in Stephen Dillard, a grade four student, caught with 45 bullets in his bike.
Right, I heard about that.
What he can do. He was of Haitian background. Now, his parents saying they couldn't speak a word of English. But what people must realize, they can play, they don't speak English to their advantage.
Right.
They can speak English. A grade four student, Naughty. You're supposed to know his every move, his itinerary. So you're trying to tell me now you, as a parent, don't have no idea where he could have gotten these from?
I agree. And at the
all
same
right,
time,
you sit back and embark the Bahamian community, and we see selective justice even in Eleuterua. Right?
52, you're hitting plenty nails on the head, man. That's why.
Bahamian people, I'm joking. The government ain't joking, you know. We joking, dumb, but jokey.
There you go.
KJ is my boy. Tell KJ update that song. Love for KJ. Update that song. We joking.
Yeah.
We joking,
man. We used to conk. We got to get it together. I feel you, 52. I feel you, man. But keep chopping, man. Eventually, we're going to get that tree to fall. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break. We'll be back with Cuban Release, Numerology Report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game, and we get you to the news. So keep it right where you got it. And Carter, if I could get you in before the news, I'll get you. So hang tight.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger is available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Victorize.
We want local government.
Generalize.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
On your mark, set, go for gold.
It's your chance to cheer from here, Bahamas. Scotiabank is the regional banking partner for the 2023 Carifta Games. We invite everyone to come watch our young athletes perform at their best. Every Scotiabank MasterCard credit card holder gets fast track into the stadium. Just show your card with your ticket at the Southern Gate. Plus, check us in the Cultural Village at the Scotiabank kiosk where you can win amazing prizes. Scotiabank, proud sponsor of the 2023 Oak Tree Medical Center Carifta Games.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, Scotiabank, and Tropical Gyros.
The Wednesday, April 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. Listen, texters, a lot of y'all texted in right during the break, man, and some good stuff as well, too. I want you guys to hit me back, all right? We can pick this conversation up tomorrow, all right? Especially my last two texters, all right? My last three, as a matter of fact. All right? But like I said, we're talking sports right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. And like I said, we're going to set it off. We got to touch base with our, you know, with our big corporate sponsors. And I always like to touch base with our corporate sponsors and big sponsor of the show this week for sure. And of course, Carifta in general is Scotiabank. And I have Ms. Simone Hull, the marketing manager from Scotia, zooming in with me today. So how are you, Simone? What's going on? Welcome to the show.
I am great. I'm great. I'm here in the Bahamas for the Carifta Games, and I'm excited. I've gone to the stadium. I'm seeing all the preparations, and I can't wait.
Sounds like
open.
Like you're fired up. It sounds like you're ready to go.
Yes, yes. If I could run on the track, and I'm sure I would come first for social.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
But
I'm
unfortunately,
with that accent, I'm here, and I got to check your background. I got to make sure if you don't have any credentials, you know, like if you wasn't, you know, an alternate to an Olympic squad or something, you know?
No, Scotia will be putting overage runners then in the competition. I'm definitely overage.
Nothing wrong with that. And we don't say overage on this show. We say vino, okay? Like wine, we get better.
Okay. Yeah, well, I can't say I can't run you there.
But
yeah, I'll be definitely a golden at least at that point.
There you go. And speaking of golden, Scotia's one of the golden sponsors making it happen, man. So let us know what's that like for Scotia.
Yes, so Scotiabank is proud to partner with the Carifta organization to put forward the games here as part of the 50th anniversary of the Bahamas. We're very excited about it. We know the games is going to be fire. It's happening between the 8th and the 10th, and we're looking to see all our young athletes, you know, the ones who will be able to carry on the Caribbean tradition of being the best for track and field. And we are excited about being a corporate sponsor. Our gold sponsorship will allow us to do a number of exciting things that we can't wait to unveil at the event itself.
So it sounds like you got to be there because some exciting things come in from Scotia.
Yeah. Oh, well, guess what? One of the first things we're doing as a corporate sponsor, we have joined up with Scotiabank and MasterCard have teamed up to sponsor Carifta. And what we're deciding to do is allow all our Scotiabank MasterCard holders fast track entry into the stadium. So anybody out there listening and they are a Scotiabank MasterCard credit card holder,
nice.
You don't need to wait in line. You can have fast track entry right into the stadium. Just show your card. As well as your Carifta ticket, you'd need a Carifta ticket, and you can get the fast track entry, fast track lane, right into the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium.
I like that because I happen to have one of those cards you were referring to right here in my wallet, so that's good. I like that.
Beautiful. So you don't need to be in the sun. You don't need to be standing in the line. You can go and find your seat in the stadium very quickly and enter, collect all your tokens right there too. We'll be giving fans entering the games, all the freebies that they can have a good experience in the stadium. So, yes, Thunder Sticks to cheer on your favorite athlete as they go around the track. Water bottles to keep yourself hydrated. Hats to keep you out of the sun. And all of that is just free for distribution to fans who are attending the Carifta Games, courtesy of Scotiabank. One stop last. Once it's limited.
That's right up my alley. I'm a collector, man. Whenever I go to events like this, I always collect from the sponsors. So I will have my bag. I will be collecting from Scotia, so don't watch nothing.
Yeah. So you have your fans. We're giving away fans. We're giving away hats. We're giving away Thunder Sticks, water bottles, once people can enter the games. We're going to be at the Southern Gate and at the Eastern Gate. So look out for us with our tent and our promotional persons there letting you know that once you pass by our stadium, you can have an amazing fan experience. Excitement is a fever pitch. And as a sponsor, we definitely want people to know that they can. It's going to be a special Carifta 50th anniversary of the Bahamas Islands. And we want people to come out, support the young athletics talent that will be on show, and have a good experience while they're doing it. We're also going to be having a fan booth in the Cultural Village. That's where they're going to be selling foods, and we'll have a lot of games and trivia and giveaways there as well. We just want the whole experience to be something that's fun, that's memorable, and exciting so that all the youngsters will remember the 50th anniversary of the Bahamas and when they went to the Carifta Games.
Well, I think, you know, Scotia's been a big part of our 50 years, so we're glad to have you on board. An awesome job which you're doing sponsoring and, of course, with all the giveaways. So we're looking forward to having an awesome event, and Scotia has been a huge part of it.
Yes. We're looking forward to joining up with all the different sponsors and the organizers of the Carifta Games. I'm seeing the entire preparation going on at the stadium. I went there yesterday, and I mean, I can tell you that the organizing committee, the local LOC, have been putting their best foot forward in terms of ensuring that the stadium is at its best, in terms of how the infrastructure looks. I'm seeing all the excitement being put in place in terms of the screens that are going up to show all the advertising, all the replay of what you may miss. You know, of course, sometimes when you're in the stadium, you sometimes miss what somebody who is at home watching see. But this time, if you come out to the stadium, there are some big Jumbotron screens that are there that you can see all the ads that are on the screen, and you can see all the replays. You can catch your favorite youngsters as they go on. And even before the games, we have been doing this in the branch. We have been letting customers who come through the branch put their motivational messages on a board that we have called Share From Here, where you can write a note to the Carissa
team.
That's
good stuff right there. So we'll look for that as well. I said that's good stuff right there. We'll look for that, man. That's good stuff.
Yeah. If you go into Thompson Boulevard, if you go to Carmichael, if you go to Cable Beach, you're going to be seeing some of those boards that say Cheer From Here, and you can write a motivational messages. I've been seeing persons going up to write Go Team Bahamas. I mean, putting persons who they know their names on the board. And so we're telling persons, if you're a Carissa fan and you want to send a message to the team, you can actually go to a Scotiabank branch at Thompson, Carmichael, or Cable Beach and write a message to your favorite athletes or your favorite school there. And even our staff members have been dressing up in the schools of the uniforms of their alma mater to show their appreciation and their excitement to the youngsters who are participating in the Carissa game. Oh. And so we are excited here at Scotiabank as staff members. We want our customers to be able to participate through the fast track gate. And we want people attending the event to come find out a bit about our MasterCard, get some free fan gear as they enjoy the experience. And, of course, cheer on Team Bahamas.
Well, we're looking forward to it. I mean, it's right around the corner, and Scotia's getting ready to do big things. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys out there and having an awesome 50th Carifta experience.
You know my voice, right? So you can hear my voice cheering in the stands from now.
Yeah, I want to hear some, you know, Go Bahamas in between, big up Jamaica, for sure. I definitely want to hear that.
I will definitely be in my Bahamas gear. You'll definitely see me in my Scotiabank Bahamas gear.
There you go.
Good
stuff.
Bahamas.
Well, thanks again for stopping by and letting us know everything that's going on with Scotia. And again, hats off to Scotia for being a golden sponsor as well. We couldn't do it without you guys, so we greatly appreciate your support.
Thank you so much. We've been a big part of youth and development, youth activities and sports, and we're not going to be turning back. So you can count on our support.
Thanks so much. And good to talk to you. And, of course, whenever Scotia has another great initiative, you just let us know. You have a platform right here on the show.
Sure, beautiful. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right, you too now.
Bye.
And speaking of Carifta, let's go to the phone lines. And speaking of Carifta, I'm going to get to Sheldon Longley in 1 second, but let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? All right, Texter, you can call me back. You tell me to answer the phone. Please answer the phone. Then when I answer the phone, you hang up. Ah, Lord, your minutes run out. All right, well, we got my good friend, editor here, sports editor here at The Guardian, Mr. Sheldon Longley. And what's going on with Carifta, my brother? It's a couple of days away now. The plot thickens.
The time is here, man. There's only 2 days left now, Thursday and Friday, to open the ceremony, Friday.
And I thank God for this thing around my neck because you can't find a ticket in all the land.
The thing about it, all the morning sessions are free.
Right.
I don't know if a lot of public really know that because, I mean, I got a lot of calls this week asking me what's the price for the morning session. But the morning
session is free.
Morning sessions are free, so just come out, love yourself.
Read Bahamas.
You might could find one or two on the western side, on the eastern side for the night session, but the tickets are going super fast.
Boy,
you know, so
night sessions could be hot.
They could be hot. They could be hot. Starting from day one with 100 and the 400 meters, you know, that's, you know, day two of the marquee events at Carifta, and that's the first events on the track.
Uh-huh.
On day one. So from day one, it's going to be hot.
And we got 100 meters as far as the fellas go, man. Because, you know, I got to keep an eye out. I got a couple of little fellas, you know. They started off listening to me with Mischief and Mayhem in the AM. And there's the little toddlers. And now I see the names on the track, man. And
It's going to be blazing, man. We have a guy there, Carlos Brown.
That's who I'm referring to. I just wanted you to bring it up.
He's the team captain, by the way. He's the male team captain, Carlos.
There you go.
Man. He qualified first at our nationals. He ran a 10.49.
What?
You know, and that's pretty good. But he ran 10.19 early in the season, but it was when needed.
Right.
So it's just barely over.
But I think he got the goods. So I think he should have a good collegiate career, and I think we should be hearing that name for years to come.
Yes, indeed. All he needs is probably a little bit more competition, you know, somebody to push him, and I think that's what he's going to get this weekend. He's looking forward to running the place in the best time this weekend.
Right.
I think he could do it. And if he runs faster than a 10-4, I think he'll definitely be in the top three.
There you go. So we're rooting for him and the entire team, Bombers. But listen, Sheldon, help me, man. There's a video circulating. I don't know if you've seen it. But it's coming out of Jamaica. And they say they're sending this young lady who's running a 10-6 or a 10-5.
The girl at their champs ran a 10-9-2.
Okay.
Which is just unbelievable for a junior athlete.
Is she coming, though?
She is coming. But the thing about it, she didn't even win their Jamaican trials. I think she finished second at the Jamaican trials.
What?
You know, so, somebody faster than
her. Somebody faster than her?
That's going to be some trouble, you know.
That's scary, man.
And the guy at their champs, he ran a 9.99. The first Jamaican high school fellow to run under 10 seconds. You know, so they bring in a lot of heat, a lot of speed. You know, but I think all our athletes need is a little bit of competition. And that's going to encourage them to go faster. So just lining up against these guys and girls from Jamaica, that's going to encourage them to go faster. So I'm looking forward to what's to come.
I was hoping that was like a spoof video or some fake news.
That was real. That was real.
All right, let's check the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Super Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, King Not All is God. It's Tiger.
What's happening?
Now, watch this one. I believe as far as this timing, we can kick Jamaica, you know, I can say the word.
Don't say it, because I know where you're calling me from right now, and you sound like you brown bottles deep, so.
No, that's Cuba Libre.
Nothing wrong with the Cuba Libre. You four Cuba Libre.
It sounds like you are too collecte.
No. I'm not on that.
But as it relates to the sports, right, it's good. Now, like how they fix up the sports center, I want to congratulate the PLP government. They do a good job. Put all the flags around, you know, so they can recognize who we are.
I've seen it. It looks nice, man, and I'm waiting to see the whole thing unveiled and unfurled.
Well, you waiting to see it?
We're gonna have crew from the Guardian gonna be here. I know my crew from 10 years senior gonna be there. I also like to go to sports events and get like you know, I like to go around. I even like to find the concession stands and the libations and so on and so forth. I like to tailgate too. So I don't know how straight my pictures will be, you know what I mean?
But it's my heart and my hope. We being a Christian nation, as the Prime Minister represents us delicately, I should say, nicely around the world, even to the what you call it?
The photo ops.
New energy, conference.
And the carbon
Dubai.
Credits and all of that, correct.
Yeah, that's good. Now, I mean, so I expecting the athletes to represent us good.
And I hope they do that for you too, my brother. All right? Always a pleasure to hear from you. Let's get to the last call and then we'll get back to Sheldon. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Yankee?
Come on. I said, go Bahamas. I have my ticket for every single day.
There you go.
I'll be there during the morning session. I've taken a considerable amount of time. I'm not doing anything for nobody. Someone called me and said, you want to work? I said, no, my brother. Maybe I can think about it after Tuesday. Right now, it's all about go Bahamas.
You're in Corrupt Mode.
Go.
You're in the zone.
Yeah, we must get it done, my brother. I'm going to be there. And we're going to be cheering for all athletes, but I want the Bahamas to win this one. We're 39 years behind.
Yeah, man.
39 years ago, we won Carifta. We got
84.
We're back in on 40 years. You know, that's more than a generation.
Right.
We've got to win this one.
And
this is important.
Make sure I hear me, man, at one of them morning sessions when you see me. Hear me, man.
Yeah, man, we can trust me, we can link up, Naughty.
All right, my brother.
All about the Bahamas right now.
Yeah, we'll drink one for the late, great Yankee, Frankie the Yankee, man.
Oh, yeah, and you know, we came out the gate winning the fight with our ace going and pitch a jam, man.
You see that, eh?
So, you know, we all out.
Me ready to go.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you at Carifta, my brother.
Okay, take care.
You too.
But you won again today.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, they're at a fever pitch, though, Sheldon. I like to see the Bahamas. One thing we could unify for is Carissa Boy in certain things.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So, I need everybody to represent because I think that's going to give us an edge. That's going to give the athletes a little extra.
Well, this is the 50th year, so it's important important that we have a good showing this year. You know, like the caller said, our last time we won was 1984, and Pauline Davis is on that team. And we won that by one medal that year.
Right.
So maybe something special is in store. You know, I like the team. It's the biggest team we've ever assembled for Carifta. A lot of talent on the team. It's gonna be hard to beat Jamaica, but now, I see some special performances happening.
I got a text coming in. Naughty asked Sheldon how many goals for Team Bahamas. Boy, you're putting pressure
on me.
You're putting me on the spot. But I mean, we got old boys traveling from Auburn or from...
No, he's too old. But the under-17 girls javelin, I think we could get a gold and silver in the under-17 girls javelin.
Uh-huh.
We have the Carifta champion from last year. She's on the team.
Okay.
She's also the Carifta record holder from last year.
All right.
And the thing about it, she came second at our trials, at our Carifta trials. You know, so Keyshawn's sister, the one who goes as gold,
right.
She beat her.
Wow.
She beat her. So Keyshawn's
sister. That's a family of javelin throwers. You can imagine dating a woman who could throw a javelin. If you really piss her off, she could actually... catch you from down
there. No, I don't put that in my head right now, my naughty man.
I'm just joking. I'm a comedian. You know, some women are throwing shoes. She'll throw a javelin. That's dangerous.
Boy, you got to run. You better go run. What else is me?
You can't lose.
You know, but she's going to be very good. Her name is Kamara Strong.
Okay.
And she beat DRA at the Carifta Trials. So, you know, a lot of people expected him to go 1-2. I'm expecting him to go 1-2.
How many athletes do we have again? 81?
80 athletes.
80, and Jamaica's sending 79?
Jamaica's sending a full team. They're sending 80 as well.
Bomba.
Yeah. So they come in full stretch. You know, so it's going to be very
good. But obviously, we must have something special with Team Bahamas, because if Jamaica can send a whole whopping 79, obviously they might feel just a little bit threatened. You know, like for the dominance in the region, they might want to just remind people, hey.
I see the thing about Jamaica, they are so good across the board. Every discipline, they are winning medals in.
But the thing about it is, one thing I admire about the Jamaican program, they restock from an early age.
They do.
Unfortunately, we would let all our 400-meter runners, you know, distance out or retire, and then, you know, we need to replenish that.
Yeah. You know what Jamaica does?
They look at the weakest part.
Uh-huh. They look at the weakest part of their program. Next year, they come in strong in that area.
Good.
I remember 2012 in Bermuda. You know, Jamaican coaches actually, Bahamas beat us in the sprints. They beat us in the sprints because we actually did beat them in the sprints. We had more gold medals in the sprints than them that year. The next year, they came and they swept everything in the sprints.
Couldn't see nothing in the sprint. I think the job of recruiting they did, they watch every track meet in every parish in Jamaica. And they get kids from the third grade, fourth grade, second grade. You see these kids running on video. And next thing you know, there they are in the program.
They do. They have a very, very good junior program. They put a lot into their junior program.
And they know how to make crafty decisions, because who would have thought Usain was an 800, 400 guy, and look where he ended up.
He started off as a 400 guy.
Yeah, and look where he ended up.
He ended up in the sprints.
And traditionally tall dudes like him weren't supposed to run 100, but he broke, he killed that myth.
He completely smashed that to pieces. You know, if I remember correctly, you know, he just told his coach, I want to try the 100 meters. And his coach was like, okay, if you can run under 10 seconds, I'll say, I'll let you do it. And he ran a 9.91.
and then after that,
that was it. He was strictly a 100 and 200 meter guy.
And that was raw.
That was raw.
That wasn't even the coaches refining them or whatever.
And he broke the world record that same year. And that was it. That was raw.
Now, we talked about Brown as far as one of our top sprinters on the male side. What about on the female side?
The female side, we have some very good sprinters. Our under 20 division, our Shatalia Dorsett, she won a silver medal last year in the under 17 division. She's running under 20 this year. She's going to be joined by Amari Pratt in the 100 and 200 meters. We also have some girls coming from college. LaKathia Cooper, she's the female team captain. She's going to be running the 400 meters and the 200 meters. Javonia Walcott is going to join her in the 400 meters. I expect some good things from them. Our jumps, I think, are going to be pretty good with Anisha Lubin and April Adley. The throws are going to be good. The throws across the board are going to be good. In every division, I think our throws are going to be good. Under 20, we're looking at Kalia Jackson and the rest of those girls there. Under 17, we're looking at Terrell McCoy, the rest of those girls there. I think all of our throws are going to be good, a short put, javelin, and discus. But I'm specifically looking forward to the under 17 girls javelin. I wish I could have been to the final session of Carifta, but it's going to be Monday morning. But I think that event, the Bahamas is going to win gold and silver.
Yeah, so you got a couple of events, the javelin and a couple of other events that you think we could win too.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm not going to go and predict a medal count or how many goals I think we could get. But I remember in 2012, and I said this is the best Carifta team I've seen in a long time, and that team went on to win 15 gold medals, and that's the most we've ever won since 1984. I think this team has the ability to match that. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think that we have to look at keeping this team together, though, because they're so young. You got 80 members this young.
And more than 40 are first-time athletes, first-time grifter athletes.
So you can get at least two grifters out of them.
You can.
If you do it right, and you're telling you, we got a lot of potential.
More than two, because even in the under-17 division, you have some of them are still just 14
because of the age.
You know, so.
Let's check the phone lines again real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Right here. Listen here. Let me tell you, our athletes this year, they're going to rise to the occasion. I have a feeling they're going to rise to the occasion. And one race I ain't going to miss with Chris in the 5,000. I'm not going to miss that. And I think he should take that.
Christopher Saintless.
Pardon me?
Christopher Saintless, eh? That's under 20 boys, 5,000 meters.
Yes, I think he's going to take that once he followed Musa, his instruction, and he followed that to the T. He'll be able to take that. And I can't wait to hear, oh, them yardies. I can't wait for that just to hear, you know? And so, like I said, I just am praying that, like I said, that they will rise to the occasion. It might be some big upset. And the thing it is, what made Jamaica so good, too, one time ago, the distant running, they never used to be there. But now, like you said, they have two and three athletes in each event now.
Each event, yep.
Especially those, you know, from the 400, the 800, the 1500, the 3000, the 5000, they have athletes filled right out with them. Essentially, home now, and we got our athletes still out. I think it's going to be some fireworks.
Well, it better be the right fireworks. We need to see them Bahamian fireworks. I want to see us win it all.
All right, then.
I'm getting greedy on this one, man. But yeah, and guess what? I want to make sure I can put it out there again. You want to see a vegan concession stand out there, correct?
Yes, definitely. All right. If I come, I'm going to be there every session. And like I said, they ain't gonna allow me to bring no food inside.
That's cool, man. I'm sure, you know, you check out, you look out there, you will definitely see something that'll suit you, man. I'll make sure of that, all right?
Okay. All right, great. Thanks.
All right, there you go.
All right, good.
All right, so, Sheldon, a couple of other things before we, you know, get to the break. I mean, you say we got a lot of athletes potential to one and two, which I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing about it is, to me, is keeping this program going.
Yes, we have to.
Because there's no point to get together and get 80 to go this time, and then next year after now, we got 80.
Yeah, we have to bring up some of the events that are lagging behind. Our distance program is lagging behind right now. You know, the sprints are pretty good. The field events are getting back to where they used to be. The throws are good under Corrington Maycock. The throws that they're doing an exceptional job. But the distance program is falling off. And if we could start winning medals in the distance events like how we do in the sprints and the throws, you know, we could give Jamaica some competition. And then we also need other countries to step up as well and take some of that gold away from Jamaica. You know, we can't have them winning 40-plus and then everybody else battling to get 5 to 10.
Right.
You know, so we need some other countries.
So we need some other, you know, we need some Bermudas, yeah, and Trinidad,
all of them. We need them to step up.
A thing here and there, not too much, but just where you need to.
Yeah, just take some of the gold medal away from Jamaica and let us do the rest.
And we can take care of the rest.
Yeah, we'll balance it off.
There you go. Well, Sheldon, I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to your coverage because this is your thing, man. You always do an awesome job when you're down there or in the region.
Appreciate it.
So now you're home, you know what I mean? And you got home field advantage.
Yes, indeed. So like I said before, one event to look out for, under 17 girls traveling. I think we're going to come first and second in that. Under 17 boys high jump as well. We had 6 qualifiers, 4 Carifta.
Right.
I think that's going to be an amazing event. And also the sprints. We're going to be getting the sprints.
All right. Well, we keep an eye on it. And remember, the day portion is free.
Yes.
You still got some limited seats for the night portion, but they're pretty much gone. But get out there. If you can't get to the stadium, get there in front of the TV and support Team Bahamas. The energy is needed. And we need to push this team over. And we need to keep this team together. So,
yes.
Looking forward to the coverage and looking forward to having an awesome experience at Carifta.
Yes. And opening ceremony is also free. Friday at 4 o'clock.
Right. And they got the pep rally and whatnot as well, too, right?
No, they have we have a Let's Run Bahamas. Let's Move Bahamas Fun Run Walk on Easter Monday morning.
Okay.
Starting at 6 o'clock. That's a free event as well. So come out and support that event as well.
So then, it's all over the Easter weekend. So no better way to take in the Easter weekend after you do your church thing and your hot cross bun and fish.
I'm going to enjoy some track and field.
That's nothing like it.
Yes.
All right. We'll get to the break. Flip side of the break. Earl the Pearl will be zooming in. We'll be talking sports. We got to talk NBA. We got to talk Major League Baseball. More importantly, we got to talk some NFL, some moving and shaking going on. I hear some potential draft day trades maybe coming up. What you Dolphins saying? You like a stomp pot?
I like where we are.
Mm-hmm.
We've been making some moves for the second year in a row.
Yeah.
You know, if it wasn't for two injuries last year, I tell you, we would have been there.
We
would have beat Buffalo last year.
You can't shake Igbahini, though. I want Igbahini to do something for y'all, boy. Igbahini.
Unfortunately, we can't get rid of him. We can't get rid of him.
He's the anchor.
You know? We stuck with him for a couple more years.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, we get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll pick it up as the Wednesday, April 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now online at carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Talking Heads, the Wednesday, April 5th edition continues right now. We got Pearly? All right, I got to hit Pearly because I know Pearly was waiting to chime in after the interview. And like I said, again, busy Wednesday on the Open Line Edition. Is that a phone call we got there, Mr. Producer? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Call me back then. All right. So I gotta let Pearly zoom in, and when Pearly chimes in, we'll pick it up with Pearly. But couple of things to talk about when you look at it. From the NBA. Well, let me check Major League Baseball, as a matter of fact. All right, got some scores from today. All right, the Brewers had a walk-off against the Mets. They ended up winning. The Yankees took care of the Phillies 4-2. Let's check the box score on that. The winner was Garrett Cole. He's now 2-0. Save went to Holmes. That's his first. Let me check the box score. Let's see who did what at the plate. You had LeMahieu had a hit and a run scored. Gleyber Torres, baby. 4 at bats, 3 hits, 2 RBI. That's what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. And Trevino doing his thing, too. I like it. The Yankees doing their thing, man. Can't be mad at my Yankees. All right. The Marlins took care of the Minnesota Twins 5-2. Let's check out the box score and see what Jazz did. If Jazz played today, he had one at bat. He had one hit. And then he might have exited the game. I got to double check. Because he didn't have any base on balls. So he might have got injured. He might have got pulled. So let's see what's going on there. But the Marlins win nonetheless 5-2. Game's on top for later. You got the Royals and the Blue Jays. They'll be doing that thing. Let me check the rest of the Major League schedule for tonight. Because you know, you could always parlay something if it's the island game. All right, you got Cleveland 4-0 over Oakland in the 8th. Angels up 2-1 over the Mariners in the 5th. Toronto and Kansas City at 7:40. And earlier finals today, Tampa Bay took care of Washington 7-2. Yankees took care of the Phillies 4-2. Marlins took care of the Twins 5-2. Braves knocked off St. Louis 5-2. Pittsburgh took care of Boston 4-1. Mets lost in a walk-off to the Brewers, who are now 5-1, 7-6. Texas took care of Baltimore 5-2. Detroit loses to Houston 8-2. And the White Sox knocked off the Giants 7-3. And postponed, you had Cincinnati and Chicago postponed due to weather. And on tap tonight, you got a couple of games for you. You got and the Dodgers took care of Colorado 5-2 as well. That's probably what Purdy was watching. So, yeah, and that's all for today, April 4th. All right, those are all the games today. And April 5th, all right? So you got pretty much everybody in there. Got the Royals and the Blue Jays later on. And you got the Cubs, like I said, and the A's in live action. And the A's, and the Angels, and the Mariners in live action right now. Everybody else is gone final. Let's back to the phone lines. Is this a caller or is this the same mystery caller? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Sparky calling about.
What's going on, Sparky?
You know, the correct thing, you must get to Jamaica now because, well, first of all, we got the thing that we call the numbers. You still got a group of people, islands in the Bahamas, spread out of water and all that kind of thing. We don't have no one land mass. We only got 400,000 people now. Jamaica, you know, they were in the 3 million people. Plus, Jamaica, one land mass, they had a very hilly, doggone place. And not even, you know, some of them children walked down 9 miles mountain to go to school and walk back up there to go back home. Them people strong, and they eat all them cassava and things. But suffering to be so, you got places like India's got Olympics, and they got millions of people, one of the biggest societies in the world, and they don't bring back no medal.
None.
At least we bring back some medals when we go to Olympics. You know, I see India going there, and must have had but two fly carrier and one person, eh?
I tell you.
I see nations with millions of people going to Olympics, one athlete and one fly carrier. We got a whole contingent of coaches and athletes and everything and bringing back medals. So, but you know, Jamaica is a hard island to beat. You know, we get surprised. I believe we could do our best. We could pull out some stumps and some surprises. And a couple of our young people could get some scholarships to go off to college and stuff like that. But, you know, you got to get to Jamaica. Them people, they strong, they fast, and they hard to beat. Have a good day.
And they're well-trained and well-fed. Like
oh, you know, hey, man. Look, athletics is one of the main ways of getting off the island to further their lifestyle and their education. That being a good athlete in Jamaica is between being poor and being a millionaire.
But, Sparky, you done set it up. They say, naughty tell Sparky, people in India need to eat conch. They need to eat steak, if you ask me.
Guess what? Don't send them here to get the conquered. So much people in India. You know, India was the second most populated nation in the world after China.
Correct, correct.
If they come here, you know what will happen to our conch supply? No. We have enough problems trying to feed the Dominican Republic.
Go on that one, Sparky. Go on that one. Who owned the boat? Them Dominicans is beyond Sparky. My God. Anyway, I digress. You got Rich Eisen taking us home today on the final 10 as well. And don't forget, all boils down to The Lakers could be without LeBron and AD tonight. Both of them with load management, possibly rest and injuries. Excuse me. Dalvin Ham, head coach of the Lakers, said he would not shut down AD on back-to-back nights anymore. He's going to ride it out the rest of the way. But if you look at it, they got stretched to overtime last night. And again, they should have won. Up by 10 with 154 left, you should have won that game. Now, the front section was going to say, hey, LeBron had 35 and all that. Yeah, he had some plays. He had his moments. They went away from AD, if you ask me. He was the hot man in the first half. Should have got the rock more in the second half. Austin Reeves is getting no respect whatsoever. He's like Rodney Dangerfield. He's pumping in 28 and playing defense. LeBron didn't play no defense last night, y'all. Five turnovers as well. So if you're going to talk the good, you got to talk the bad and the ugly. There's no way that Laker team should have gone to overtime with the Jazz yesterday. We'll take the win. Don't get me wrong. They should have never gone overtime with the Jazz. Lakers sit in the seventh spot, 41 and 38. Clippers are 41 and 38. Big matchup tonight. We'll see where it goes. Yep, they got the Clippers today, 10 p.m. Then the Suns and then the Jazz to wrap it up. But right now they sit in the seventh spot. And if they get it done, who knows, could end up in the fifth. We'll see. Naughty, I can't believe the Lakers are in the playoffs. Believe it, the Western Conference sucks. So it ain't that hard. But I digress. Remember, like I said, Rich Eisen taking us home with the final 10 today and discussing this big Laker-Clipper matchup going down tonight and the playoff ramifications. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, what's crack-a-lackin', man?
What's poppin', bro?
You ain't recognize this.
No, I know what it says, but I'm just surprised you have the unmitigated audacity to call out to go in MIA after all that cut-skin the Dolphins took and finished with a lesser record than my Dallas Cowboys, and then you just went MIA.
No, man. I was trying to get in. I was trying to get in a couple of times, but you when you were signing off, you used to put on that show.
I put on Rich Eisen because Rich got some good takes like today. Rich got some good takes on the Lakers and the Clippers. Who are going to get that fifth or sixth spot?
No, Clippers getting that, man. Lakers gonna get that. Clippers getting that.
What about your Miami Heat, man? What they saying for themselves?
We can be all right. We can be all right. I don't know why we going to pick up big dead Kevin Love, but we can be all right.
Man, listen, y'all got some work to do, though, bro. I mean,
I know we do.
Y'all is impressive as I thought y'all were going to be this season.
No, because the fella ain't doing nothing in the offseason.
I mean, you know, y'all like neck and neck with the Lakers.
And then he going to let Tucker go? Come on, man.
41 and 38, and y'all 42 and 37? I mean, my God.
Yeah, for real. Don't let Tucker go. I don't like that Tucker balling,
but. Yeah, but I mean, obviously, him and Spoelstra weren't getting along.
Yeah, but you know, the Dolphins, they can be balling next season. I mean, listen, you see that defense?
I like the defense, and I think Fagio is a good pickup for them.
Yes. I'm not. Let me ask you a question. I heard someone said today, I didn't check it. Tom Brady really came back?
Came back, yeah. That was a late April fooling.
Google it, man. Tom Brady signed a $24 million one-year deal with the New England Patriots.
Nope.
Yes.
No, he didn't. I don't know in what metroverse you wishing that for.
$24 million one-year deal with the New England Patriots.
Well, I don't see anything official.
I told the fella this morning I didn't see it, and I had to do my research, and I check it, and it is true.
And which source provided that?
Huh?
And which source provided that? Because I see nothing.
I got it off YouTube.
Yeah, you can't believe everything you see on YouTube, man. Come on now.
No, but he signed it. Yes, he spoke also.
Well, listen, man, I don't see it on Twitter. I don't see it anywhere reliable. I don't see it with Sports Illustrated. So...
I told that fool the same thing, and I was a fool. Go on Satan, so find that on YouTube. He tell me go on YouTube.
Yeah, well, you're still a fool because you believe that fake news
because
on YouTube.
Because I didn't even find it on Google.
Yeah, no, nada. I see nothing.
I understand that he had, he did, but this news, when I looked at it, it was 3 days ago. That's where I got the source from, right? After he told me to search it. And I did. I did the 1 year ago thing. That was when he retired and then came back and went to Tampa Bay. And then I did it again. I saw 3 days ago that after leaving Tampa Bay and retiring, Tom Brady signed with the New England Patriots for 1 year for $24 million.
No,
that's what I saw.
That ain't nowhere around there, man. That's fake news.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, that's fake news. Go back and tell your source that they fooled. They fake news.
But I would have liked to see him come back to get break right up.
By the Dolphins, eh?
In that division, playing against Aaron Rodgers in that division, and Josh Allen, yeah, break right up. Trust me. And the Dolphins.
I hear you. But good to hear from you, man. Don't be a stranger, all right?
All right, Naughty. Take care of yourself.
All right, you too, brother. All right, we got one more break to go. Before we get to the break, let me check some text. You're all killing me today, boy. I swear. Naughty, tell your caller, man, you know, if the news sounds ridiculous, why repeat it? What is he on? Boy, I don't know. I mean, I know Mystery Dolphin, man. He probably did his research, saw a YouTube report. You know, you got a lot of erroneous stuff floating on YouTube, though. Always got to fact check some of these sports people, man. They put stuff out for clicks and likes, you know? Get to a valid source. Get to like a verified, certified Dolphin blogger who's on YouTube or part of one of the major channels on YouTube that actually contribute and is legit. And you'll see that you get all the inside information on your team and you can instantly call fake news out when you see it. But it's not just with the Dolphins. It's rampant everywhere. Check our local WhatsApp groups. More fake news in Yeah, he must have got it from Fox News. Probably he got it off Fox. It was a Fox report, probably. And Fox will tell you, we just make it up. All right, so big game tonight. Lakers and the Clippers. Playoff ramifications. All right? In the balance. So we'll see how it all plays out. Hopefully we'll get a full supporting cast from the Lakers. Hopefully D'Angelo Russell makes a return tonight. Didn't play last night due to injury. So we'll see. And we got to keep an eye on it. Got to keep an eye on it. Because, like I say, the ramifications is a logjam between Golden State, the Clippers, and the Lakers. And any one of those three could end up in the fifth, sixth, or seventh spot between these last couple of games left to play. So we'll see what goes on. We'll even see if Phoenix rests some starters, considering they can't, you know, fall no lower than fourth, and they can't get no higher than fourth. So we'll see. All right? But all of that has to pan out. So we'll get to that tomorrow on Talking Heads because we'll know the results tonight. We'll take a quick break now, and on the final 10 going home, you got Rich Eisen discussing that big Laker-Clipper matchup and the playoff ramifications thereof. All right, all coming up after the break. Keep it right where you got it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Be good, Bahamas, and if you can't be good at it.
George! Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, Johns is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with Johns' great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. Johns also now carry small home appliances. So come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government. We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Every Thursday until April 6th between 5 and 6 p.m. is Come Gold With Us Thursdays. Follow us and like our Facebook page, 50th Carifta 2023. Then keep a lookout for our team and get a chance to win a golden ticket and many, many more giveaways for the 50th Carifta Games 2023. For more details, email info@carifta50.com or call 808-GOLD.
On your mark, set, go for gold.
It's your chance to cheer from here, Bahamas.
Scotiabank is the regional banking partner for the 2023 Carifta Games. We invite everyone to come watch our young athletes perform at their best. Every Scotiabank MasterCard credit card holder gets fast track into the stadium. Just show your card with your ticket at the Southern Gate. Plus, check us in the Cultural Village at the Scotiabank kiosk where you can win amazing prizes. Scotiabank, proud sponsor of the 2023 Oak Tree Medical Center Carifta Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'd love to see the Lakers not play in. I'd love to see that. And we may see that. I'll go back to, you know, what Darvin Ham had to say about a month ago. Six seed, we got it. And that was a tall order. As we're sitting here right now, tonight's Lakers-Clippers game is for the sixth seed. And, you know, let's go. I can't wait to sit down and watch that game tonight. In the downtown Hoops Dojo, Clippers have won 10 in a row. And here come the Lakers. They could play out of the play-in tonight.
10 in a row against the Lakers, right?
Correct.
And not one of those 10 wins are going to mean anything.
I know that.
If we lose this game tonight. I'm going to tell you that right
I know.
Now, I'm big on that 10-0. I've been doing this count for years. But if we lose this game tonight, all that other, can someone bleep me, don't mean, hey, it just doesn't mean anything.
Are you going? Are you going tonight?
I don't know. I've been downtown too much this week. I think I just want to stay home and well, I don't know. I could wind up going. Who knows? Yeah. I might have to because it's going to be, even though it's a Clipper home game,
can I
these
say
purple and gold clowns are going to come and take over the whole arena. So.
And I'll just say this, too.
And I'll come support you.
All the sit-down, back-to-backs, not playing Paul George, not playing Kawhi. Just forking up win opportunities. Whatever. We'll take a 30-point L tonight on the road because we're sitting our two stars because this is what the load management has to say, we're saving him for the playoffs. Oh, okay.
Where's Paul George right now?
He's hurt. Yeah. He's hurt. Okay. He's hurt. But he didn't get hurt because he played on the back end of a back-to-back. He just got hurt and within the general scheme of things. Hey, man, I'm just going to say this. All of those, we don't care. We'll try and win with our bench players tonight on the road. All those times we saw it in November and December and January and February. And finally trying to play one of these guys on a back-to-back night. Coming home to roost. Now you got to win an 11th row in a row against the Lakers team that, as we had yesterday with Brian Windhorst pointing out, they're not a 500 team that's just barely above average. What do you say, 14-7 since the trade of Russell Westbrook? 14-7. Now they're 15-7. That's the team that's taking the floor tonight. LeBron looking spry again. And as I pointed out to Brian Windhorst yesterday, have they finally turned the corner on a roster that was supposedly unworkable for LeBron and trying to win? Have they turned that corner? Have they made the appropriate changes? And he wouldn't go as far as they turned the corner. He said, well, they're right in the middle. And they're right in the middle of a Western Conference standings where, you know, 7 games above 500 would give you a home playoff spot in the first round. And now they're 8 games above 500 since making that switch with Russell going and getting the flexibility and bringing in the rest of these guys, D'Angelo Russell and Malik Beasley. Jared Vanderbilt putting them all around LeBron and seeing how it goes. And I'll tell you what, tonight's game is huge. And I know the Warriors won again last night, and Andrew Wiggins says he should be back shortly. I'd want to be sixth. That's where I want to be. And I know I'm asking to take on the Kings and this young Turk team up there in Sacramento.
I mean, nobody has any faith in them.
I get it. Who would you rather play? The Sacramento?
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.